Hello, Kimberly Connolly.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Catherine with Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
I'm good. I was wondering if you're awake because I had emailed you a couple times and I hadn't heard back.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry. I'm not sure what happened to the email last week. It must have just fallen through the cracks. Apologies for that. But I saw Daniel's email yesterday, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry that I'm a week behind. My apologies on the delay.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, because you're talking about the email with regard to the roof, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah. So I wanted to touch base with you and just get a little bit more information because, I mean, your policy, it absolutely covers a hailstorm. You know, that's a named peril. Any major storm damage would be included on your policy. So,
okay.
Yeah,
good. Because they were sort of, they shut it down. I mean, honestly, we're starting to like wonder about Progressive because they shut it down so many times, this claim on the roof. And when we've had, it's really pretty bad. I've seen the aerial pictures and it was bad a year ago when we first submitted the claim. Like there were places where there are no shingles. And then since then it's gotten worse because with not having shingles, then like others started to fly off with bigger windstorms and stuff. So, you know, mm-hmm. we were sort of like, well, then they said, well, if you can't, because the solution from Progressive was put up different shingles. They're not the same size, the same color, the same style, but just, you know, put these other ones up. They'll be fine kind of thing. And we were like, that doesn't make sense to do that to our house because they're not going to fit appropriately and they won't match. And she took the whole matching thing and she's like, well, you don't have a matching clause or whatever the terminology was, you know, you would have had to pay an enhancement for something to match. And we're like, this is a structural issue. You know, like we could have a leak starting soon if we don't tend to the roof, you know?
Right. And especially with all of the storms that have been going on recently.
Right. So we just need some assistance. I don't know. So what other information do you need from me?
I'm just taking a look here at your policy because I also saw the portion of your email that included the matching question. So to me, though, it sounds like, I mean, if shingles are missing, that's damage, you know, that clearly they must have either blown off in a windstorm or there could have been damage from hail. And again, Kimberly, all of those perils are going to be included to be repaired on your home policy. So at
right,
that point,
then,
So I was just going to say, I mean, at this point, I mean, that is certainly going to be covered on your policy. So updating and getting that damage repaired is certainly something that we could do. But then in regards to the matching endorsement, I mean, so we don't have a matching endorsement on your policy. However, there should still, even if the original shingle that's currently on your roof is not still being made, I guess, there still should be something similar, at least similar to the size and shape available for a contractor to use. Did they tell you otherwise?
Yes, they did. So I just want to be clear. So are you saying that we have a number of areas around the roof that don't have shingles on them right now, and you're saying that as long as we can find something that's close, that's all that Progressive covers is to repair, patchwork, $1 million house roof, as opposed to having it, you know, seamless? Like most of like the hail damage that's occurred in my neighborhood, they have replaced mm-hmm. the roof. They haven't tried to patchwork it. I don't know who their insurance company is, but maybe we ought to look at it because that's ridiculous. Are you suggesting that we should patchwork repair my roof?
Well, I don't know what the damages look like. Has an adjuster been to your home recently?
No, and that's what we were going to suggest is having, like, honestly, we're really disappointed. When we had Geico and Travelers, the homeowners, they mm-hmm. sent someone out who was really good. We had one person come out a year ago, and no one has come out since to take a look.
Oh.
So Daniel has asked
okay.
in that email, the most recent one that was today, he mm-hmm. asked Stacy, I think her name was. Is that the same email you're on?
I don't Stacey see Stacy on here.
So
no.
Stacy Coleman is with Progressive, and he said, I'd like to have host a call tomorrow so that we can discuss this. And he's actually going to ask, and an adjuster can come out and have a look. But I just want to know from your perspective, you're saying that our policy covers damage from hailstorms, but yet it only covers patchwork, because I would never have agreed to that. I wouldn't have known. Like, but I just thought that, like, if we have full coverage from a reputable insurance company, if we had damage to our roof that wasn't just one little area, I get that, fix that one little area. But if we have it throughout the roof, it will look ridiculous, because if you see the aerial photos, it looks bad.
Okay, gotcha. So it sounds then like the damage, just from hearing what you had just described, it sounds like the damage currently is much more severe than it was last year. And it sounds like it is throughout the roof. So I agree with you. I mean, I think that we should have an adjuster come out to your home, assess it. And again, have you shared that photo with Stacy?
So Daniel has sent the name of the roofing company is called NCI. And so Justin has had Justin Seaburn from NCI. And he sent us all of the photos, you know, from the roof, close-ups, aerials, et cetera. He's been on the roof several times. And, you know, he's tried to reach Progressive. Daniel's tried to reach Progressive. They sent us a check for like $4,000 to do like the patchwork that I'm referring to. The check is sat there in our cabinet. We've done nothing with it because that's not appropriate. Like, you don't fix a house that's, you know, a house like ours. I don't think you fix any house, frankly. But you don't fix a house like ours with patchwork. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And, I mean, you never even suggested to me that we should get a matching endorsement. I don't know if that's something that people often do, but, like, a matching endorsement, what BS is that you have to pay incrementally to make sure that what you get on your roof matches what was actually there? I mean, that seems like some kind of scam.
Right. No, I certainly see where you're coming from and your thought process behind that. So, I mean, normally for the matching endorsement, that's not something that is always going to be worth it in the long run. So especially, I mean, I would normally only see that in regards to older homes where, you know, maybe the material just isn't available anymore. But lately, you know, for more recent homes, let's see here. I mean, for your home specifically, I wouldn't have imagined that your shingles would be discontinued. And even if they are, I mean, discontinued, there should still be something close enough that wouldn't look horrible. However, with all
Wait,
of the damage...
Did you hear what you just said? Wouldn't look horrible. Like, again, back to the houses. The houses on my street are selling for like 1.2 to 1.5. Like, a patchwork roof doesn't cut it.
Right. No, I understand where you're coming from. And I mean, from the damage that has recently happened, it sounds like that is a lot more severe than last year. So last year, maybe when, did you say that last year it was patchwork that was completed? Was a small area?
Nothing was completed. Last year, we submitted a claim and they sent us a check for patch, like this patchwork fix. And we put it in the cabinet and we said unacceptable. And so we continued to pursue it. And said, no, like, we need to have the roof replaced because it's, like, there are so many places it will look ridiculous if it's patchwork. So the conversation has been ongoing, and that's the reason we did nothing with the check is because there was no point in preparing part of it. Like, we didn't think, like, why spend money on partially doing it when our expectation is that they should do the roof. So when it wasn't done, then more tiles, yes, with more storms, et cetera, have
sure.
Been, so.
Sure. Okay. Well, at this point, then, Kimberly, it does sound to me like we should have an adjuster come out to your home. And you've been working with Stacy?
Just recently. Like, that's the other thing I would say is that a little disappointing from Progressive. I think we have no less than 5 or 6 people that we've dealt with. Because, and I don't know if this is another, like, insurance play where they keep kicking it over to a new person, like, oh, I'm new to this, I'm not really sure where this all stands, sorry, decline, you know, like, as opposed to having a consistent person, like, and then we get Stacy, who's our new person, so when you say we're working with her,
okay,
you know,
got
you
it
know, I'm looking back it's... to Danielle wrote to her on July 27th and said, "Greetings, Stacey. I want to reach out and introduce myself. I understand you're our new point of contact." You know, like, we've had so many point of contact. It's ridiculous. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
The first one was July 16th. She reached out and said, "The supplement documentation for the above claim has been received and placed in the queue to be reviewed. I'll be back in touch in 7 to 10 days. Like, give yourself some time, lady. And then, you know, like, truly, I mean, if I said that to my boss, I'm going to take 10 days to review something. They'd be like, what? You know,
right.
So anyway, so I don't know, like, what your relationship is and if there's anything you can do to be of assistance in, you know, kind of moving this through.
Yeah, certainly. So what I can do, I mean, I would be more than happy to reach out to Stacey directly. And again, just let her know we need to have an adjuster come out to your home and reassess the damage. And just reiterate to her that the damage currently is much more significant than it was last year. And I'm just trying to get a clear picture. So for your roof, then, the shingles are missing throughout. It's not just one specific area. It's all over. Is that right?
It's in different areas throughout. I wouldn't say it's like, it's not, I mean, the shingles aren't missing off the entire roof. But it's
sure,
not
right.
One area. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's in different areas throughout the roof. From what I've seen on the aerial photos, I have not been up there myself.
Oh, no, I wouldn't suggest that.
Yeah,
right.
That's it. So, yeah, I mean, if you can.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So I will certainly I'll reach out to Stacey actually right after you and I get off of the line. And then do you want me to, would you like to be the person in contact, or do you want me to give her Daniel's phone number?
He's been working on the roof with Justin primarily. He copies me on things, but, you know, that hasn't been my thing. I've got some other things like family stuff that I've been working on. So probably Daniel, but maybe just respond to both of us. I mean, I know he asked Stacey for a call tomorrow. I don't know if it would be beneficial to actually have a call that's like, you know, amongst the four of us, Stacey, you, me, Daniel, to discuss it, because you have know the actual details of our policy. And then you can talk insurance person to insurance person, and we can better understand kind of like what the situation is. So maybe when you talk to her and suggest an adjuster coming out, also say that you are aware that Daniel has asked for a call and you'd like to be part of the call tomorrow. That I would really appreciate that. That would be great.
Yeah, sure. Take a note of that. And then I'm looking here at your policy, so I only have your phone number. What is Daniel's best contact number?
Sure. Yep, it's 703-786-5400.
703-786-5400. Okay, perfect. You got it. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, then I will reach out to Stacey now, let her know that I would like to be part of your conversation tomorrow, and then, of course, ask her to have a new adjuster come out to the home and just reassess the damage that had been done. And
yes.
Right. And I mean, just again, to reiterate, I mean, I can email you as well, your declaration page with everything that your policy does include and does cover. But certainly any named peril will be due, will be covered on your policy. So, I mean, if it is, you know, I don't really see, missing shingles to happen any other way, essentially, than a windstorm or a hailstorm. So, you know, we can certainly have the adjuster come out to the home, assess the damage, and then move forward from there.
Sounds good. Well, I'm so glad you called, because I actually had you on my radar to follow up on this, but also, you know, it seems like, you know, we don't have any issues. And then, like for years,
right.
We lived in Virginia in 2003. We only had one issue ever. That was before we started working with you. And now we've got the roof, and then two other things have occurred. Driving my daughter to Texas last week, a roof kicked up from a FedEx truck and caused a crack in the windshield. And some insurance policies cover that, but I just wanted to see kind of what the situation was with that.
Yeah, let me see here. Let me pull up your auto policy. I don't recall if we included the full glass on the policy or if it would be your standard deductible. So let me just pull that up here. So Sarah's down at school now?
She is, yeah, as of this weekend, yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Mm-hmm. She's thrilled to be there. It's like sorority. Were you in a sorority?
No, I wasn't.
I wasn't either. But they have like rush prep week because last year was everything was weird with the pandemic. They had to do virtual,
sure.
And, you know, yeah, all that stuff, and they didn't go in early. But this year it's back to normal where they prepare for a week, and then the freshmen coming in will come in next week, and everything's prepared because they've been working on it this week. So she was excited for all that spirit stuff. So.
Oh gosh, that's so exciting! Very cool. Well, yeah, I'm glad, you know, especially that they're back in school. That's excellent.
Yeah.
And could you, is Sarah, she's driving the Mazda?
Yes, the Mazda 6, yep. I was going to tell you what kind of Mazda, but we only have one. Yeah, that's the one I insured, I think, starting in June.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so for each of your vehicles, you do have a $1,000 comprehensive and collision deductible. I'm not even sure if a glass claim would even exceed that amount to be submitted.
Okay.
Normally glass claims are typically a little under that.
Okay. So, all right. So is there any, you know, when you say you don't know if you covered full glass, like replacement, is that sort of a add-on or something?
Exactly. So that we could certainly add it on to the policy for your vehicles if you would like to, but it would have to be a separate endorsement that we would add.
Okay. Got it. Because, you know, I grew up in Massachusetts and windshields were like just covered, you know. I don't know if it was Massachusetts thing or what, but most of the people at TCU, when I asked about glass repair, they're like, oh, your insurance will cover it. Like everybody said that. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll reach out to Catherine. So we should probably talk, you and I, because I feel like maybe there are other things that, you know, that can, from an a la carte perspective that you and I didn't discuss that maybe I ought to consider that would save us money in the long run. Like when you said that it's an additional endorsement, like, you know, the matching endorsement with the shingles, which again, this is functional. We're talking about the shingles, but we do also want it to match. And then when that woman grabbed onto the matching endorsement, that woman, Stacy, I was like, I didn't even know what a matching endorsement was. So I'm kind of relying on you as an insurance expert to make a recommendation to me of what you think would be of value. Like, for instance, what would the cost be annually to have glass coverage on the four cars?
Yeah, sure. We can definitely look at that. And would you like to keep the same $1,000 deductible just with a $0 glass?
Yeah, the same deductible, but just whatever the incremental is to have the cars covered for glass, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm assuming, though, if we have the glass endorsement, the glass claim endorsement, then it doesn't mm-hmm. fall within the deductible because, as you say, glass claims aren't usually more than $1,000.
Right. Honestly, glass claims aren't even more than $500. So, I mean, with that being said, what this will mean is that, so say, for instance, if you do, like what just happened, get a chip in the windshield and you need to get that repaired, you would have to pay nothing out of pocket once we add this glass endorsement on.
Okay. Well, you know, the reason I think that it might be important is that she's going to be driving again at some point, and Ryan's going to be, I think, going to Texas as well. So it's just kind of a reality when you have a 1,000-mile or so road trip. It could happen, but...
Oh, gosh,
know,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure. And then also just to reiterate, because I think that it's a great idea just to go over your policy and what is actually covered. I think that when we had initially spoken, we wanted to make it as comparable to what you previously had with Geico and Travelers. So just so you know, for your policy, for your limits of liability, we do have mm-hmm. you set at the $250,000 $500,000, $100,000 limits for bodily injury, uninsured motorist, and uninsured motorist. So what that means to you is that if you are held liable in an accident, in any given accident, we would be able to cover up to $500,000. And if just one person is involved in the accident, then we'll cover up to $250,000. And if you or any of the other drivers in your household are responsible for damage to another person's property, then we'll cover up to $100,000.
What do you mean responsible for their property? Like you ruin their car or something?
Exactly. So if you are responsible, if you open your door and ding somebody's car, or if you scratch their car cosmetically, then you'll be covered up to $100,000.
Okay, that's fine.
And then for your medical expenses, we do have you set at $5,000. So that just means that if anybody in your vehicle were to be injured while riding in your car, then you'd have immediate access to medical coverage with no deductible.
So that's for anyone, even if they're not on our policy?
Exactly. So that will actually, that covers you, that covers your family, and it covers anybody else who's riding in the car.
Okay. And that's $5,000 per person in the car?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. Is that, well, I guess they say that's fine, but is that sort of like normal parameters that people usually take for insurance?
So normally, I would suggest to do $5,000. That's typically standard, I mean, for insurance. But with that being said, you also want to take into consideration your copay. So for you and Daniel, I'm not sure who your health insurance is through, but if you do have to pay any medical deductible out of pocket, this $5,000 is usually a good place to start.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying $5,000 is pretty standard. Okay, and then the others, the $250,000 and the $500,000 and the $100,000, those are all standard as well?
So those I would say are actually a little bit better. They're about 10 times the amount of the state minimum liability limits, and especially with younger drivers in the household, I really think that we should at least, like, this should be the minimum amount for the liability.
Okay, you just said that we're 10 times higher than the state requires, but yet you think we're still light on insurance?
I wouldn't say it's light. It's just that anytime that there's ever a young driver or when you're driving a far distance, for instance, that is a good insurance policy to have.
Okay. So what are you recommending then? We have the $250, $500, $100 for the three things you mentioned. What are they fine or should we bump them?
So I think that it's fine. Have you ever considered an umbrella policy?
I'll be honest with you, I don't really know what that is.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. So the umbrella policy is essentially going to be an umbrella on top of your underlying policy, so on top of your auto and your home policies. So that just means that, say, for instance, if Ryan is driving down to Texas, and if he were to get into an accident, be held liable if he hits somebody driving a luxury vehicle, and then is responsible for paying their medical payments, and then perhaps the driver of the injured party may take him to court, and those underlying limits of liability are exhausted, that's when this umbrella policy will step in. And typically the umbrella policy will start at $1 million, but it should be as close to your net worth as possible.
Okay. All right, so I can talk to Daniel about that. If you can, well, first of all, if you can tell me, just getting back to the glass coverage for a minute.
Yes, okay.
What the glass plane is, what sure. That cost would be annually.
Yeah, let's see here. Oh, I'm sorry, just a moment here. My screen just froze.
Okay.
Okay, so for the to add the glass deductible to all four vehicles, that would only be a $70.90 increase.
Okay, and that's for the year?
Exactly, yes. That's for the remainder of your policy, which will last all the way through March.
Okay, and that so that covers all four cars. So if obviously it's going forward, so that issue already happened, correct? Like, if not, we can't add it now, right, and take care of what happened 2 days ago or 3 days ago?
Right. Unfortunately, no. It would be moving forward.
Okay. So you add the glass policy, and then say that something when Ryan's driving in a month down to Texas and it does kick up. I just want to confirm that it would be covered, and we wouldn't have to deal with the $1,000 deductible. Is that correct?
Exactly. That's completely correct. So say, for instance, in a month, if Ryan gets a chip windshield, you can certainly just contact me or contact Progressive directly, and we can get a claim going for you, and you won't have to pay anything out of pocket.
Okay. So that's $150 basically a year, because since we're like 5 months in.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's a better estimate for the entire year. Yeah, exactly, because this would be prorated.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Okay. And, you know, it didn't even occur to me. My friend was like, you should have gotten the FedEx truck's number. And I was like, well, you know, it's not quite their fault. Like, and he's like, no, trust me, FedEx would have paid for it. And I'm like, oh, it didn't occur to me. There were just so many trucks. Have you ever seen that where, like, one of the trucking companies will actually cover it?
So, you know, it's interesting. So FedEx, yes, I feel like that would be everybody knows FedEx. You know, that's a reputable company for the reimbursement to actually take place, and they would be, you know, responsible for it. However, I have also seen, unfortunately, one of our insureds, they were driving behind a dump truck, and he got the name of the waste company and everything like that, and the waste company just stopped responding. So it was kind of a crummy situation. But that was a smaller business, but I think, yeah, somebody like FedEx, we could certainly push that type of a claim along and even have one of our adjusters reach out to the FedEx if you can get their contact info.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate, but I didn't, I was driving and my daughter didn't get a picture of the, like the FedEx truck number, you know?
Yeah, right. Got it. Well, again, normally the glass coverage is not, or the glass repair is not typically that expensive. If it does rack up to be, I would say even more than like $300, maybe $400, maybe get a second opinion. But I mean, usually they can just use this really cool machine where they just put it on top of where the chip is and then they just buff it out. And I mean, it's a simple procedure, which is why it's also irritating that it's, you know, can be expensive.
Well, yeah. So this is a crack. It's not a chip.
So
maybe it's the same, but it's a crack that the rock hit it. And then, it cracked like immediately went across. Like it's probably like 10 inches wide now. Not straight, but like, you know, have a little bit of a movement. It's on the passenger side. So it's not like impacting visibility, but it's still needs to be repaired.
Yeah, right. And probably sooner than later because cracks can, they can get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so for sure it's gonna be done. All right. Oh, so then you have added that. You'll just charge us the $70.90.
Right. And is it okay if we use your account ending in the 2514?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the checking account? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Yes, so you're all set with this. And then I can email you your ID card. How about after our conversation, I'll email you your declaration page for your homeowner's insurance along with your updated declaration page for your auto policies with this update. And then I will contact Stacy. Have her request for a new adjuster to come out to your home and also to be on that call with you too tomorrow.
That would be great. That would be great. And then if you could, whether it's now or you can just email it to me, if you can let me know what an umbrella policy for like
$1 million,
what that would be.
Sure.
Free to our policy, that'd be great.
Yeah, I will certainly get a quote generated for you on that umbrella policy as well. And then get that sent out to you. And is it okay if I just reply to this email chain with you and Daniel?
Yeah, that would be great, actually. I appreciate that. And then I'll let you go in 1 minute, but when I told you when it kind of rains, it pours. So while we were in Texas, we had a kid across the street who was watching the house. Well, not more than watching the house. He's watched coming over and feeding the dog and whatever. But he came into the kitchen, and there was a big leak from the ice machine, which actually had gone through the floor and into our bar in the basement. So we need to have someone come out for that. And I guess we just, that Daniel was going to mention it to Stacy when he spoke with her, but maybe, yeah, I know. I'm telling you, like, we are just sort of like, oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So, I mean, assuming that the insurance plan obviously covers water damage. So it's just a question of like, you know.
Exactly. So have you had any service person come out to give you an estimate for that damage, the water
we
damage?
We haven't, no, because we just got home last night.
Oh, wow. Okay. Got it.
He cleaned it up, but we know it needs to be addressed, you know?
Sure. So I did, water backup, I did include that extra endorsement of $10,000 because water backup, that's just something that's unfortunately normal. The water damage is something that unfortunately happens very frequently. So we do have that endorsement here on your policy. Let me see here. We just have the $1,000 deductible. Do you think that the damage would exceed that amount?
I do because of the damage to the soffit of the bar downstairs. And actually, unfortunately, the bar top. We have a really nice bar top. So I just think, so we will cover that definitely. It'll be more than $1,000, unfortunately.
Okay. Okay, so I will actually, what I'll do when I speak with Stacy, I will mention this to her as well, and then I'll just ask her about when we have the adjuster come out for the roof, I'll be honest with you. I'm not certain if there are specific roof adjusters and if there are specific water damage adjusters.
Yeah.
So I'll talk.
Surprised they were different. Yeah, go ahead. But she can arrange both.
Yeah, right, exactly. So. Okay, well, that's thank you. That's good to know. I'm learning every day. So that's great. I'll speak with Stacy, make sure that she can get an adjuster for the water damage and for the roof to come out to your home, and then we can speak a little bit further regarding those damages tomorrow.
Okay, that would be great. I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Yeah, certainly. Well, thank you, Kimberly. Apologies for the delay in response, but I think that we're, you know, on our way to get everything all squared away and handled. So on the right track.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. Well, I will be in touch and chat tomorrow.
Sounds perfect. Thanks, Catherine.
Okay. Sure thing. Bye.
Bye.